This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, the government's Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is putting out a new rule to expand its supervision of student loan servicers that operate outside of the banking system, which is most of them. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark is here live. Good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning.
What are these regulators after?
Well, Americans, don't forget, owe more than $1 trillion in student debt. And in the last year, government watchdogs have been looking into thousands of complaints from those folks. There have been lots of complaints that the institutions who collect people's monthly payments try to maximize late fees, that paperwork often gets lost when loans are being transferred. One of the biggest complaints involves what happens when a borrower has multiple loans she's trying to pay back, all with different interest rates. People have complain that payments they send in to knock out a specific high-interest loan are instead getting spread out across all their loans, which means those high-interest loans stick around for longer.
And what is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau proposing to do about these complaints?
So the CFPB has already been keeping watch over banks that process student loan payments. But now the agency is expanding its watch to include so-called non-bank servicers. These are companies like Sallie Mae, Nelnet, and a few state and nonprofit agencies. In fact, most student loans are processed by those guys. And starting in March, the government will gather reports and conduct exams of how these guys do their business. Altogether, these institutions that are subject to this new monitoring manage more than 49 million borrower accounts.
Million. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles. Thank you very much.